Ready to go? Okay, I will call to order the Cuna Park Impact Fee Committee meeting for May 12th, 2016 at 6:07 PM. If I could get a roll call.
Member Stubbs?
Yes.
Member Giddings?
Here.
Member Grunbeck?
Here.
Chairman Kestner?
Here. Okay, so since we are in session, I'll just go to the first item on the agenda, which is to approve the PFC meeting minutes for April 14th, 2016.
So move.
A second.
All aye?
Aye.
Aye. Are you sure? Okay, so the minutes were approved from the last meeting. Mr. Withrow.
Chairman, did you want to open and close the public hearing for matter of record?
I could open the public hearing now.
Yeah, if you would at least open it and then close it.
Okay, so I'm going to go ahead and notice that there's no one signed up to testify, no one in favor, neutral, or opposition. So I'm going to open the public hearing at 6:10, and seeing that no one's in the audience, I'm going to close it at 6:10. So we'll go ahead and move to the next item, which is the update from Bobby Withrow.
Park Impact Fee Committee members, for the record, Bobby Withrow, Parks Director. I didn't receive any emails from anybody, and neither did Chris. So I have no update to give.
Okay, thank you. So on that, I'm just going to say that since we didn't get any responses, it's probably likely that this impact fee, if and when it becomes in effect, the builders are likely going to have that fee rolled back into the purchaser of the home. So they're probably not really absorbing that in the first place. So the end users, the park users, would be the homeowners. So they're really going to be impacted by that fee. So with that, does any other member here want to offer any comment or have anything to say about the proposed ordinance?
I don't work with builders that much, and I have talked to five in the last month, and they just said that they would just pass it on to the home buyer. Everybody's nodding.
That was generally the comment I got from the developers too. I did have an opportunity to talk to Timek, Thomas Coleman, Greg Johnson. Didn't reach out to Hubble, but generally, you know, they feel that they're in favor of parks. They all agree that, you know, our fees are the highest in the valley already, some of the highest in the valley anyway. But that said, you know, when they can get away from having to, you know, offer a pocket park and create another lot out of it, you know, that in itself, for the development aspect, creates more value to them. So I can see that. My really big concern for this was the one-off home builders, and, you know, how are they going to perceive CUNA? Where, you know, I've heard comments already that, you know, we're very high, if not the highest in the valley, and that's, you know, coming from developers and home builders. Adding another $1,000 to our permitting, what does that look like? are we going to get those home builders to engage? But the market's great. I mean, there's demand in Kuna, so. So generally, everyone's in favor of parks.
Sports complex.
I think, you know, I would personally like to see, you know, the breakdown of the fee on today's permits and not an average. You know, by taking an average, we're looking at certainly some down years. You know, I would prefer to see, you know, our fee based on today's numbers. And should we have a downturn? Well, we're going to potentially not have as many home buyers coming into our market. What do you guys think of that?
My thoughts, of course, we've all experienced the crash that we had quite a few years ago. And with the elections coming up, I'm very apprehensive of what's going to be going on after the elections. But we can always change our mind and change those things with other meetings in the future.
I'm going to agree with that based on the fact that in my experience with, you know, new policies or freshly enacted ordinances that, you know, are fresh out of the gate, you know, rarely are they going to last for any amount of time until conflicts or potential changes or updates would be needed to those ordinances based on unique situations for our community. So.
One of the other thoughts, I'm sorry.
Oh, no, go ahead.
One of the thoughts that I'm also thinking about, well, a new homeowner also is, what's their tax going to be, or the bond if the library bond goes in? That's going to affect also. Library bond passes. I know I'm going to fork out another $200 to $300 a year on my taxes, personally. But that said, I'd like to move to make a motion to have this passed on to planning and zoning to them to approve it and then go to city council.
I don't think that it goes to planning and zoning.
Does it just go to
Richard,
council?
Does it just go straight to council?
Yeah, it'll go to council. But we can certainly lay out the parameters there.
It'll just go directly to city council?
Yes.
I did not know that. Not into politics much, so. And the impact fee was $970, if I remember right.
$983.50.
Oh, you added some.
No.
Was that $983.50?
Yeah.
Okay.
My suggestion is, with a motion of $983.50, and send that on city council for approval.
$983.10. Sorry.
Oh, sorry. Was it 10?
Yeah.
Oh, sorry.
$983.10. Thank you. Good lady.
Thank you for catching that.
You're always telling us what to do.
Well, I second the motion that it goes to council. I think it's important that our residents, our community has a park that we're promoting, you know, fitness, health. There's something for the kids to do, something for families, for anyone in the community to be engaged. And I think parks do that.
So I have a motion and I have a second on the $983.10 as a proposed impact fee amount and to send it to the city council because at this point we've made a pretty good effort to try and gather some input from the builders and not gotten any great response. So I think it's time to just put it to the city council and let the public weigh in on it. So all aye.
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 Abstain.
you're abstaining, is that correct?
Yes.
So now my question then is, do we have a majority then to pass this on because of one abstaining member? Two out of five. For the chairperson can actually vote?
I voted aye.
Okay, thank you.
All right, awesome.
Thank you, Bobby.
Thank you guys very much.
Thank you.
Okay, seeing nothing else on the agenda, does anybody else have anything that they want to discuss or make a comment on?
We do need to do the ordinance itself for council for a recommendation. So if you want to make a motion to pass the ordinance on to council for with a recommendation to pass.
I worded it wrong on my motion.
Or we could treat it separately. What I was looking at was yours was just dealing with the impact fee itself, the 983.10. And then we also have the large, the document itself, the ordinance, for a recommendation to council to pass.
Richard, will you clarify, in the first draft, there was a commercial component to it, and then we've discussed that there isn't. I haven't been back through it since then.
There is not.
The commercial has been removed from it.
Yes, there is not a commercial component.
I have one mechanical, or maybe it's two mechanical things. On page 7 of 24, in the middle of the page, this is going to seem really petty, but all of the leading font is italics, and under extraordinary impact, should that be italicized?
What page is that?
Seven. Or is that just an explanation as that goes underneath the extraordinary costs?
It should be italic.
Okay, again, like I said, kind of petty, but just something. And then I don't quite know how to say this. This document will be almost like a supplement to the capital improvements plan that will accompany it. How does, because it refers back to the capital improvements plan.
They're both necessary documents for the park impact fee process.
Okay. Anyone else have anything else to offer as far as mechanics or language within the proposed ordinance? On that same page, on page 9 of 24, at the top, it talks about service unit. Are we referring to EDUs? Is it just?
I have 27 pages in mind, so give me a couple of seconds. You said service units?
Service unit, right before system improvements.
That's for the capital improvements plan, so it's not. Did you ask if it was related to EDUs?
Yeah, I just was like, what is
it? It's a different measurement coming out of the capital improvement plan.
I don't have anything further in the document.
Why?
Did you make notes?
Chairman Kesner, can I confirm that you were referencing page nine with the italic and font and the service units?
You can, if that correct version that you have is actually on that page.
Okay, thank you.
Any other questions?
No, thank you, Richard.
Thank you.
So I will stand for a motion if anyone has one to send the draft proposed ordinance to City Council.
I second the motion.
Well, I can't motion. I'll send the draft proposed motion to City Council.
And then you would second that?
I second that.
Okay. All aye?
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Motion passed.
I'm opposed to the fee.
I'm sorry?
I'm opposed to the fee.
The amount.
The amount of the fee. I'm not opposed to
the ordinance going forward. Yeah. So we had two separate motions, and seeing that there's nothing else on the agenda.
Move to adjourn.
I second.
All aye?
Aye.
Aye. We are adjourned.